What's up, everybody? We're the Big Foodies, back with another episode. Big Foodies brought to you by Perky Orthodontics. Coming to you live from the Marco Biggie's Kitchen Studios, we've got Matt, we've got Big, we've got BB Shea.
BB Shea's already eaten.
Sorry. There was an excess piece of bread, and I just put it in my mouth, man.
He's so hungry. He's so hungry.
I haven't eaten today. I'm really excited, so yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited about this episode. Before we get to it, we want to thank all of you for being supporters of the Big Foodies. Make sure you're subscribing on YouTube, listening to the podcast, checking us out on Facebook and Instagram. Reach out to us, because a lot of times some of these reach outs from you are what turn into episodes.
Yeah.
Like this one, the chicken wars are the real deal. The spicy chicken wars are where it's at, I think.
Exactly. Now, we did chicken sandwiches, but this is spicy chicken sandwiches.
Right. Which people may think there's not a big difference, but hey, it's a big difference.
It is.
That's right.
There's a lot of variety here, too, yeah. Just looking at the sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. And some of these restaurants I was noticing doesn't really do a good job of promoting the fact that they have a spicy sandwich.
And some of these restaurants don't even know they have it when you go up there.
No.
Yeah.
So
we do?
We got that? Yeah.
Okay. We do?
Hold up.
So let's dive in here. All right. Let's start with...
I know we got the big one, so...
Yeah. The big, we'll go with KFC. We'll go with Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A first. Let's do it.
Now, I'll tell you, I find a big divide on Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken, where some people love their chicken sandwiches, mm-hmm. don't love their spicy chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I like their spicy chicken, personally.
Yeah.
Now, we're just eating these straight up. The one thing I would do is add mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Always.
I like that it's got, you can see the, almost like instead of being pre-dipped in like a buttermilk or something, you can see some hot sauce there.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a difference.
I think this is going to be the biggest difference. Actually, maybe a couple other ones. The patty is spicy.
Mm-hmm.
There's not sauce.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you like a spicy patty or do you like a sauce?
I'm honestly cool with either.
Really?
Yeah.
I like a sauce better. That's just me.
I mean, a sauce definitely adds because you can put more flavor into it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, honestly, I'm not particular to either one.
I think the spicy patty is more consistent.
Yeah.
Because with sauce, you get somebody who's a little heavy with the sauce, it becomes a lot more spicy.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I prefer a spicy patty.
I just love a sauce. I love sauce, period. Yeah. Sauce me up, baby.
And if the sauce isn't good, it may ruin the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. You know, it's a good sandwich.
It's good, yeah.
You know, like, that's the one of all these that most people have had is the spicy.
Spicy chicken, yeah. Sure. I remember when Chick-fil-A rolled it out. I was pumped.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a lot of spicy chicken to eat today. Something that would really help us cool down after this would be some ice cream from the Berry Patch.
I can already feel the burn.
We might have to hop in the car and head down to Ellerbee. Mm-hmm. Go to the world's largest strawberry and have some of their homemade ice cream. Be a good excuse. We could just say we're buying all the fresh produce and good stuff, but we're just there for the ice cream.
I bet that happens a lot, actually.
But you should check out the Berry Patch, worldslargeststrawberry.com. Hit them up on Facebook. Great supporters of the show. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Now,
any of you guys want to do next?
I was going to say, I think we go to Wendy's, because to me, Wendy's was the first spicy chicken sandwich.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
That was the one that I remember, at least,
as being like the first spicy chicken I had. So Wendy's, you got, it looks like a spicy patty,
mm-hmm.
and then lettuce, tomato, mayo. All right.
And they still do the, lettuce, mm-hmm. tomato.
Well, to me, it was the original. I really remember them being the ones with the spicy chicken.
Mm-hmm. Solid.
I prefer this over the Chick-fil-A, personally.
Yeah, this was my go-to
mm-hmm.
I'd get back when you skip the fries and you get two sandwiches. I'd get the burger mm-hmm. and the spicy chicken.
Yep.
Healthy.
Yeah. I'm being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not carb loading with
no, fries. God no.
When I think of what a spicy chicken sandwich should taste like, it's that.
Yeah. That's because to me it was the first. It was the original.
Because it gives you the cool break with the tomato and the mayo
yep.
and the lettuce.
Yeah.
I like
so
it.
Do you think if Chick-fil-A were to put stuff like that on there? Do you think it would be better?
Well, you can, because they have that spicy supreme if you want to go with the cheese and the lettuce, tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Which, actually, I don't think any of these have cheese on it.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No,
so that's
cheese.
One thing Chick-fil-A does put on there is cheese.
The only other one that looks like it's got lettuce, tomato, mayo is the Cookout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go with Cookout.
Let's do that.
All right, let's do that.
So,
everybody grab a piece.
Yeah. on our regular chicken sandwich episode, we did not feature Cookout.
That's true.
So this is new to everybody. Is that spicy?
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see a little of the spice in the chicken itself.
Mm. I've gotten this before from Cookout. It's good. Pretty standard.
Yeah.
Mm. They have a nice little... Their spice has a good taste to me.
It's a lot like Wendy's, but less spicy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all right. Not my favorite.
It's a standard spicy chicken.
Yeah. Nothing crazy there.
It's like if you wanted to order it from the high school cafeteria.
That's exactly what it is.
Bingo.
Yep.
That's what you're going to get.
Nailed
it. The Cookout spicy chicken. All right, we've got six left. Where do we want to go next?
You want to jump into
this? I was going to say, yeah, I think this, for some reason I feel like this is the newest one.
It's the Burger King.
The Burger King Chicken sandwich.
Spicy.
Spicy yeah. Chicken.
Yeah. Now, they have just the regular Chicken too, right?
Yes.
They do. And they have a deluxe.
Okay. So this looks like it's a spicy patty as well.
Mm-hmm. And maybe mayo.
Mm-hmm.
And pickle. It's got the thick cut pickle, like we see in Popeyes and places mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And the chicken is huge.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty good. A little bready. I like that though.
I don't think that's mayo. I don't know what that sauce is.
I don't think so either. It's got an interesting flavor there.
Now,
almost like a honey mustard.
I wonder if they put the same sauce on both. It's just a spicy patty.
I don't know.
You like it? I like it.
I like it.
It's pretty good, yeah. There's like some sweetness there.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
More spicy than the other
three.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah.
But still a spice I can handle.
Yeah, I haven't had anything yet that I'm like, ooh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
That's a pretty solid, I'll tell you, Burger King. Not bad, John. It's coming in late like you are. Pretty good work.
Not bad.
Now, I'll slide this around for everybody.
Mm-hmm. The Arby's.
This is the Arby's. Now, Arby's didn't have a spicy per se.
Correct. They have a buffalo chicken sandwich.
Okay. Now,
which, I don't know if it's fair, because buffalo kicks it up a notch.
Yeah,
it's a different flavor.
So. Yeah.
It's a different flavor for sure.
But, I mean, this is the spicy chicken sandwich they have.
So, what comes on this?
So, I believe it is... lettuce, and I think there is tomato on there as well.
Lettuce, is there tomato? I know it's lettuce. I'll tell you this, I've had this several times. One of the messiest but delicious sandwiches. I love Arby's buffalo sauce. I love Arby's.
Yeah.
But it is a messy sandwich. The shredded lettuce is messy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that ranch or blue cheese?
I think it's
ranch.
Ranch. Hard to tell with all the buffalo flavor. I've always enjoyed Arby's buffalo sauce, so for me...
Yeah.
But, as you can tell, it is a messy eat.
That's a very messy sandwich.
I'll tell you this, it's not a car sandwich.
No. I'd have to eat that at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do like it. It's a little messy for me.
I will say I find shredded lettuce to be an odd choice for the sandwich. Because that's what the sauce gets in there and makes it messier with the lettuce.
Yeah.
And then the heat.
It's pretty. I mean, it's got buffalo.
Yeah, it's got a kick there. Like I said, it kind of takes it up a notch.
First time going for a little water here.
Yeah.
What are you guys thinking? I'm going to have to pace myself, otherwise, BB, you're going to have to hop in the fridge and get me some water.
Well, just let me know. I got you.
All right, so I guess we're kind of at the halfway point. What are we thinking so far?
Dude, man, that is hot, dude. Yeah, let's do Popeyes. How about that?
I do feel like Arby's is at an unfair...
spice advantage?
Yeah, because buffalo is not...
Yes.
Buffalo sauce is spicy, but they're not the same thing.
So they're in the... So it's kind of in the outlier chicken sandwich.
Yeah. It's like a chicken sandwich adjacent.
Yeah.
I just looked at BB and his hair's all ruffled now.
Sorry, man.
Oh, it just got real.
Yeah. It's like I'm full and my mouth is burning. Like, it's a lot. Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, well, let's do Popeyes.
All right.
Popeyes.
Now, I know you guys are big Popeyes fans.
I like Popeyes.
I enjoy Popeyes quite a bit. And I've always thought that the spicy, I've had this, the spicy from Popeyes better than the regular from Popeyes. Yeah. But it's the same problem. The patty's not spicy, it's the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get someone who's too heavy-handed on the sauce,
it's
going to be too much.
So, I will say, in the general chicken sandwich wars, just plain chicken, I think Chick-fil-A wins. However, I like the sauce on Popeyes, spicy. Like, I would go get a spicy Popeye sandwich before I would a spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yes. I'm not going to lie. The more I eat the Popeye sandwich, the less I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know why. Like, it's okay, but, like, I just feel like they're too inconvenient, Popeyes are. They're not as readily available as Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm
True.
Saying? You have to make a special trip.
I see what you're saying.
And I'm never in that mood to go out of my way to go to a Popeyes. You know what I mean?
Chick-fil-A is just such, I think, so ingrained, too.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's...
Absolutely.
Like, it's a fine sandwich, don't get me wrong, but I'm just kind of like, no. I don't know.
All right.
Battle on, boys.
Let's go to Kentucky.
KFC time. I was surprised to see theirs is a sauce as well.
This is the one that I will say was not as well advertised.
No, because they're advertising chicken.
It's the same sandwich, but just underneath it says four spices.
Mm-hmm.
So they must not be too proud of this.
Again, a sauce, not in the breading.
Now, would you like some water?
Yes, please.
Okay. There's some cold water in the fridge, boys.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Intermission.
Just keep rolling. I'll tell you this. Is that a buffalo? Is it just a buffalo sauce to me? Or is there something different there? It's spicy.
It's spicy.
But.
I don't know. Can't place it.
You know, I feel like we're just throwing pickles on things now, by the way.
The pickles are so unnecessary.
Well,
the problem is, it's like every Chick-fil-A did it first, everybody else feels like they have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want to be different, be different. You don't got to put the pickles on there. Sorry. Oh, that feels good. Hold on, let me try this with you.
My God, folks. Is he okay?
Right.
He doesn't do spicy well.
I got slipped into another dimension.
I have bad news. This is pretty spicy, too.
Yeah.
You might just want to do a one-biter here.
I have stopped consuming all of my food.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, not a bad piece of chicken.
Mm. KFC makes great chicken.
I'm going to tell you, that's a spicy sauce. That actually has me, like, my sinuses clearing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a spicy sauce there.
It's all right.
It's not.
You're just miserable now?
Yeah, dude.
Well, what do we got left? We got a
Zaxby's and McDonald's.
Okay, well, let's just jump in. People have been messaging me about the lack of love we give Zaxby's for their chicken sandwiches.
I will say, when we did the original, this was my favorite.
Yeah.
And I've stood by that ever since. I think this chicken sandwich is phenomenal. A lot to do, in part to do with the Zax sauce.
Again, a sauce over a spicy breading. It is good. Again with the pickle, though.
It's not very spicy.
Mm-mm. But that goes back to what you were saying about sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys probably just dab it on. Some people just slather it. Overall, not bad.
But it's not hitting me crazy today.
But if you're getting a spicy sandwich, you want something.
Yeah.
That's not spicy chicken.
No. Mm-hmm.
not enough salt.
Tastes more honey barbecue.
Yeah, it's good, but it's not hitting me right today. I don't know.
Tastes more like the sauce you put on a very mild wing.
Mm-hmm. Which, that's okay, too.
It is.
And they got a...
But call it mild sandwich.
Yeah.
Spicy sandwich.
It's advertised as spicy. That's not.
All right, last but not least.
It's become my new favorite.
Mickey D's.
Not even gonna lie to y'all.
It was definitely the most surprising sandwich of the first round of chicken
wings. Love some Mickey D's. Now, I think their spicy sauce has great flavor. Not just spicy to be spicy, but it has a good taste to me.
Yeah. I don't like it as much as I like their regular one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. Gonna wipe the sweat.
I'll tell you, that, my KFC.
Yeah.
That was
sticking around.
If you want, I'll tell you, if you want spicy, again, kind of the outlier category, but Arby's.
Yeah.
Get that definitely sandwich. Has the buffalo, but that true spicy, that shit, that KFC is a spicy chicken sandwich.
So, I think we agree the three spiciest: Burger King.
Yeah, Burger King had good spice.
Burger King, KFC, and then Arby's.
Yeah.
I do think my personal favorite, if you want classic chicken sandwich, is Wendy's.
Of course. If you went to me, if you were a newbie in the world of spicy chicken, that's where you start.
Like, you get the classicness of the breaded chicken spice versus spicy sauce.
Yeah.
The cool, crisp mayo, lettuce, tomato to cool it down.
Definitely.
I would think, go for me, I like McDonald's spicy chicken. Chick-fil-A spicy chicken's just never moved me, I'll just be honest. Yeah. Popeye's today was better than I remember.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of the Popeye's spicy. I like the Popeye's spicy more than I like the spicy.
Do you? I'll tell you, again, KFC, to me, not maybe the best sandwich, but man, that if you want some spice in your life, they bring it.
Yeah,
it's up there.
They do.
BB?
You just want to agree with everything?
Okay. Everything you said sounds fantastic.
We'll close it out.
The Zaxby's is good. I like the Zaxby's. The McDonald's, I think it's just a great chicken sandwich. Dude, that's so hot, bro. Oh my God.
He's going to have to lay down, folks.
Let me tie this in a bow for you so you can go put your face in the
fridge. Yeah, sorry. We're good, yeah.
Somebody get this man some Berry Patch ice cream.
They were all good.
Well, comment, let us know what your favorite chicken sandwich is, spicy chicken sandwich, that is. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Again, follow the Big Foodies Facebook, Instagram, subscribe on YouTube, listen to our podcast on any podcasting platform. Merch available at bigfoodiespod.com. As always, thank you to Marcos, the Berry Patch, and as always, we're presented by Berkey Orthodontics. Matt, Biggie, BB, Shea, we're the Big Foodies. Stay cool. We'll see you next week.